This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. India has strongly protested against references made to Home Minister Amit Shah by Canada's Deputy Minister David Morrison before the Standing Committee on Public Safety and National Security. The External Affairs Ministry summoned the representative of the Canadian High Commission yesterday and conveyed India's protests. Briefing the media in New Delhi this afternoon, Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that a diplomatic note was handed over concerning the proceedings of the Standing Committee in Ottawa on 29th October. He emphasized that the revelation that high Canadian officials deliberately leak unfounded insinuations to the international media confirms India's view of the current Canadian government's political agenda and behavioral pattern. He cautioned that such irresponsible actions will have serious consequences for bilateral ties. On the issue of border disengagement, the ministry stated that verification patrolling has commenced on mutually agreed terms between India and China in Demchok and Depsang. Spokesperson Ranadhi Jaiswal said the last phase of disengagement was agreed upon between India and China on 21st October. The spokesperson said that relevant dialogue mechanisms at the level of foreign ministers and other officials will be used to stabilize and rebuild bilateral relations with China as agreed at the recent leaders' meeting in Kazan. On US sanctions on Indian entities, the spokesperson highlighted that India has a robust legal and regulatory framework on strategic trade and non-proliferation controls. He underlined that India is also a member of three key multilateral non-proliferation export control regimes, the Wassenaar Arrangement, the Australia Group, and the Missile Technology Control Regime. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that India is positioning itself as a global friend today. Addressing the gathering at a book launch event in New Delhi, Dr. Jaishankar underlined that New Delhi seeks to be friends with as many countries as possible. He highlighted that in India, there are cultural and historical factors at work, including the fact that the country is not a dogmatic civilization. On the subject of Quad, Dr. Jaishankar emphasized that the US, Japan and Australia have benefited from Quad. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Greece counterpart Kyriakos Mitsotakis have reiterated their commitment to strengthen strategic partnership between the two countries. In a telephonic conversation, both leaders exchanged views on various regional and global issues of interest, including the India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor and developments in West Asia. Both leaders appreciated the momentum generated in bilateral ties through recent high-level exchanges. They reviewed progress in a number of areas of bilateral cooperation, including trade, defence, shipping and connectivity. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah is scheduled to visit Ranchi late this evening. Mr. Shah will review poll preparations with state BJP leaders. Jharkhand Assembly election in charge Shivraj Singh Chauhan said Mr. Shah will release the party's Sankalp Patra tomorrow. The union minister will also address three election rallies at Dhal Bhumgarh in Ghatshila, Barkatha in Hazaribagh and Simaria in Chatra tomorrow. In Odisha, at least five persons were killed and seven others critically injured when the van in which they were travelling rammed into a trailer truck on the MCL Taporia Road near Gaikanpalli village in Sundargarh district in the wee hours today. Police sources said all five died on the spot and the injured have been admitted to the hospital. As many as 12 people from Kandagoda and Samarpinda villages were returning home in the van after attending a cultural ceremony when the accident occurred. The accident is reported to have occurred due to low visibility from fog. In cricket, New Zealand were 171 for 9 in their second innings at stumps on day 2 of the third and final test match against India at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai. Conceding a lead of 28 runs, New Zealand now have an overall lead of 143 runs. Earlier, India were all out for 263 runs with a solid contribution of 90 runs from Shubman Gill and Rishabh Pant 60. And that is the end of this news bulletin.